I use Vanessa kind of legally, so at the doctor, you know, where it's not friends and people I don't know, I definitely use Vanessa. I also use Vanessa for like takeaway coffee or phone food orders, again, because Van, people don't understand it and it's just easier to say Vanessa. My parents were really big on not shortening names. My mum in particular always had a thing that she was like, in Australia, everyone shortens names, and there was definitely an implication this was not a good thing. And thinking about it, actually, in France, there's a bit of shortening, but really not that much, maybe more now, but definitely 30, 40 years ago, that didn't really occur so much. So me and my sister were Vanessa and Samantha, and Vanessa was okay because it's not that common a name and doesn't get shortened that much, so I never really had my name shortened. But of course Samantha is ripe for Sam, and you know, my parents always hated it and always kind of disliked it, so they always were like, no, Samantha, you know, they never liked to shorten Sammy's name, that's my sister. But of course from a young age she was always called Sam. I don't think she was called Sammy, I think that's what I called her, but yeah. So she always had a nickname, but I never did. I was always Vanessa and I never liked it. I always wanted a nickname. I desperately wanted a nickname, but you can't just give yourself a nickname, really. but then I became the editor of the student newspaper at the uni where I was studying, and I kind of just decided, I guess I was rebelling against a lot of things, and I was like, you know what, I'm just going to claim Van. I'm just going to call myself Van in my editorial and kind of publicly in this paper. And so as a result of that, I guess that kind of my identity developed more as Van, and that kind of, yeah, became my name. And then I, you know, went to art school and studied art, and actually I can see in that first year at art school, some of my very early projects, I had the credit Vanessa Sauerwein, but then I quickly changed it to Van Sauerwein. So now I'm pretty much known everywhere as Van, like even in my work. There's a few things that happened that I guess I hadn't thought through, which is firstly that people don't realise that Van is short for Vanessa, so they always assume that there's an exotic backstory that's perhaps Dutch or Vietnamese or something, especially if they haven't met me. And then there's an inevitable kind of letdown when I go, it's short for Vanessa. They're like, I didn't realise. Like, it's kind of a funny thing that people don't associate Van and Vanessa at all. And every time it's a kind of a realisation, it seems. Not every time, but a lot of the time. It's interesting on a gender level because I think if people don't know me, they probably assume I'm a man, not a woman. And I had a really interesting Facebook discussion the other day where someone was commenting on having trouble with their Wi-Fi network, and I suggested using an Ethernet cable and a few other things. And then I noticed that all the comments on this Facebook post were all by men. And a few people had kind of mentioned me and like been, as Van says, which was quite respectful and lovely. But I did have that moment of like, I don't know if I would get that if people had realized I was a woman. The last thing I want to say about being Van is that it's funny because my parents, who initially were very anti-shortening of names, my parents now call me that a lot of the time, particularly my dad, and I don't know how I feel about it. And there's a small part of me that kind of, I don't know, it's that funny thing that after having wanted a nickname for so long, it doesn't quite feel the same when my parents call me that. Or, I mean, I don't dislike it, and I certainly wouldn't tell them to not call me Van, but I do probably prefer it if my parents call me Vanessa, or I guess it brings up a bit more childhood nostalgia, or that's more my relationship with them. So it's sort of interesting that they do now call me that too, yeah, a lot of the time.